Welcome to the Old Time Dragnet Show from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectors.net. Give us a call, 208-991-4783. And become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.radiodragnet.com. Well, I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. For those of you who have the app or premium site, we have a top secret up for you to enjoy as this month's a premium extra. Before we do get started, I do want to let you know that the book Tales of the Dim Night, I've mentioned it, this is my wife and I's book, as in ebook form, is on sale for 99 cents all the way through New Year's. It's a great family story, nice superhero comedy with some fantastic homages to some of the great Golden Age superheroes. Pick up Tales of the Dim Night as an ebook for only 99 cents. Definitely keep it in mind if you get a new ebook reader this year. We have another book coming out, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, that we'll let you know about as an ebook. Now it's time for today's episode of Dragnet, The Big Match.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Dragnet. You're a detective sergeant. You're assigned a robbery detail. You get a call that a holdup man has hit one of the larger auction houses in your city. You have a good description of him. Your job, find him.
The documented drama of an actual crime. For the next 30 minutes, in cooperation with the Los Angeles Police Department, you will travel step by step on the side of the law through an actual case transcribed from official police files. From beginning to end, from crime to punishment, Dragnet is the story of your police force in action.
It was Tuesday, February 1st. It was raining in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of robbery detail. My partner's Frank Smith, the boss of Chief of Detectives Thad Brown. My name's Friday. I was on my way into the office, and it was 8.07 a.m. when I got to room 27A. Robbery squad room.
Morning, Joe.
Hi.
The rain let up?
No. It's still coming down. Doesn't look like it's going to stop either.
Oh, sure got it out in the valley.
Well. Anything in the book for us?
No. Talk to Skipper. He's got a couple of things for us to check out.
What do we got, you know?
A bank job last week. Stats office came up with a list of possible. We're supposed to help check them out.
All right.
Here's a list. A couple on there we know, too.
Mm-hmm. When'd Rocky get out?
A couple of months ago.
Can't stay out of trouble, can he?
I called the adult authority. They say he's got a job working 9 to 6.
Well, he'd still find a way to get out.
Yeah.
Well, let's get on it.
Okay. You think I'll need my rubbers?
What?
My rubbers. You think I'll need them?
I don't know. They're your feet. It's raining pretty hard.
Well, I guess I better take them. Fail gets sore if she finds out I'm not wearing them.
I didn't hear you.
I say Fail gets sore if she finds out I'm not wearing them.
Oh.
I get home, she looks at the soles of my shoes. If they're wet, she knows I left the overshoes in the locker. She gets real hacked, Joe.
Yeah. You gonna put them on now?
Yeah, I've walked outside, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's sure hard to get on.
Are you about finished there?
Yeah.
I want to see Danny before he leaves.
What is it, something special?
No, I heard that he had a set of golf clubs for sale. I thought maybe I'd look at them.
Are you going to start playing golf?
No. I thought maybe I'd take a look at them. You know, I've been thinking maybe I ought to do something like that. Some kind of hobby. Golf isn't too expensive, is it?
Fishing, Joe.
What?
You ought to take up fishing. That's for you.
It is.
Sure, fishing. Out in the boat, fighting the unknown. With golf, you hit a ball and you know where it's going.
No, not me.
You know what I mean. With golf, you kind of know what's going to happen. But with fishing, there's always that mystery of what's going on at the other end of your line. You never know.
Yeah.
No, you don't, Joe. You never know what's going to take the bait. Might be a big school of white sea bass or yellowtail down there. Might even be a school albacore. No, fishing's for you, Joe.
You think so, do you?
Well, it's a little early yet, but you just hang on, old buddy. Tell you what, I'll take you out with me this year. Show you how it's done.
No, I don't think so. I heard about your fishing.
What do you mean?
Oh, Gene Patrick was telling me about how you robbed the bait tank, strung up the horse sardines, and took them home.
He's jealous, Joe.
He is.
Yeah, he wanted them.
Hot shot, I'll get it. You better hurry up. We got one to roll on.
Yeah?
Auction house out on Wilshire Boulevard.
Huh?
They were just hit. A.m. We arrived at the Charles Kane Auction Gallery. It was a large Spanish-type building located on the corner of Wilshire Boulevard and Gregory Drive. A radio card answered the call, and the officers from the unit were taking reports. The policeman at the door told us that his partner was making a check of the neighborhood to see if he could come up with any information for us. An ambulance had arrived, and the man at the door told us that the attendant was in the store taking care of one of the victims. We went in and talked to him.
Hey, watch it, Dan. Seems like he stole my head in.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Kane. You fellas officers?
Yeah, that's right. Friday and Smith, Central Robbery.
All right, if we talk to him.
Sure, I'm almost finished here.
Sure, you can talk to me. Go ahead, I'll tell you.
All right, sir. This is my partner, Frank Smith. My name's Friday.
Charles Kane. This is my place. I'm the one that was robbed.
Yes, sir, we understand.
This is Miss Morgan. Ina's these are policemen.
How do you do?
How are you?
Where'd the other cops?
Sir?
Other fellas. The ones in the police car. Where'd they go?
Well, they're outside, Mr. Kane.
Oh, you fellas with the guns, eh?
What's that, sir?
The guns, the big ones. You know, the ones who's going to handle it.
Well, I guess you could say that.
Yeah, well, suppose you want me to tell you all about it, huh?
Yes, sir, if you would, please.
Yeah, been in the auctioning business a long time. This is the first time a thing like this has ever happened. First time.
Mm-hmm.
Came in this morning early. Came in to check a consignment from Santa Barbara. Loading new stuff. Only it's old.
Yes, sir.
We bought it up. Supposed to be here this morning. I came in the office. Yeah, right in here. Fellow was standing back at the door. As soon as I came in, he clawed me on the head. Whacked me a good one.
Hey, wait. Take it easy with that bandage, will you?
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
You like that fella Ichabod?
Who's that?
Ichabod, you know, from Washington Irving. Ichabod Crane. Fella rode around carrying his head under his arm. Yeah, sir, feel like I could do that. Grand rider, Irving. Read almost all his stuff. Grand.
Yes, sir. What time did you come in?
Yeah, grand. Oh, it must have been about 7:45.
Wonder if you can give us a description of the man.
Sure. Don't you want me to tell you the rest of the story first?
Well, if we can get a description of the man, Mr. Kane, we can get a broadcast out on him.
Yeah. He robbed the safe, too, you know.
Yes, sir, we understand.
Cleaned it right out.
How tall was the man, sir?
Oh, about 6'2". Big fella. Well, it might even been bigger.
How about his weight?
Big there, too. Maybe a couple hundred pounds.
Did you see the man, Miss Morgan?
Yes, he was here when I came in.
Yeah, but I'm the one he hit.
Well, he was back here with Mr. Kane when I came in. The man must have just hit him.
Did you get a pretty good look at him?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he hit me. He gave me a real whack right on the head.
Yes, sir.
This fellow's covered it all up with bandages. You'd be able to see it. A real whack.
Yes, sir, we understand.
Think that'll take care of it, Mr. Kane?
Will, huh?
Yes, sir. I suggest you see your doctor, though.
Yeah, why?
We usually recommend it, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, young fella.
Yes, sir.
About the man's coloring, Mr. Kane.
That ambulance fellow been real nice.
Yes, sir. Can you tell us about the man who held you up?
Light. Light complected.
Did he wear glasses?
No, didn't have glasses.
Well, he had them on when I saw him.
Yeah? Well, he didn't when he whacked me.
What kind of glasses were they, ma'am?
Well, they're the ones with the plastic rims, sort of a light color.
Must have taken them off when he hit me.
What was he wearing?
Gray suit. Business suit. Gray.
Was he clean shaven, do you remember?
Well, yes, he had a dark beard, though. Real heavy, but he was clean shaven.
I'll get this out, Joe.
Right. Did he have any accent when he talked, Mr. Kane?
No, just hauled off and hit me as soon as I came in the door. Didn't say a word. Just whacked me on the head.
Did he speak to you, Miss Morgan?
Well, yes, he did. He told me to keep quiet and nothing would happen.
Did you notice anything in his speech?
No, he talked just like anybody else.
Okay, you called him, Frank?
Yeah.
Miss Morgan?
Yes, sir.
What time did you get in this morning?
Oh, it must have been about 8, maybe a couple of minutes after.
Did you see the holdup man when you came in?
No, not right away. He wasn't out in the gallery.
Uh-huh.
I came into the office here. This is where I work most of the time. That's when I saw him. He was standing right over there. Mr. Kane was on the floor, and the robber was standing next to him. I guess he just hit Mr. Kane.
Uh-huh. What did he say to you?
Oh, I told you. He said for me to keep quiet and nothing would happen to me.
Did he say anything else?
No, he didn't.
Didn't say much to me either. Just whacked me.
Would you know the man if you saw him again, Miss Morgan?
Yes, I would.
So would I.
All right, sir. Well, we'd like both of you to come downtown and look at some pictures, if you would.
Oh, got him, eh? Fast work.
Oh, no, sir. No, we haven't got him in custody yet, but we may have a picture of him downtown.
Yeah? How'd that be?
Well, if he's done this kind of thing before and he's been arrested, we'd have a record on him.
Oh, yeah.
Jane.
Yeah?
What kind of a burglar alarm system do you have here in the store?
Oh, it's right there on the window.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you see those little strips of foil? Electricity runs through them. They get broke and it rings the bell out in front of the store.
You're not on a system, though, are you?
Huh? Oh, no. All is figured that if the bell went off, the cops would be here soon enough.
I see.
He must have found out some way to turn the thing off, though. Didn't ring at all. I'd heard it if it had. I'd heard it, sure.
Do either of you people smoke?
Yeah, both of us.
Got out the broadcast, Joe.
Good.
Call the crime lab. They're on the way.
All right, fine.
I took another look at the front door. Whoever broke in sure knew his job real clean. You got anything?
Well, we don't know yet. Either of you two people smoked this morning here in the office?
Not me. Sure could use a cigarette, though. Calm me down.
There you are, Miss Kane.
How about you, miss?
Thank you.
Why all these questions about smoking? I want to know if you're going to catch that man. There was over $1,200 in that safe, and I had a couple of hundred on me. He took all that. What's you asking all these silly questions for?
Well, there's some cigarettes here on the floor. Looks like the hold-up man must have waited for you two to get here.
Yeah, probably did. Broke into the safe and then waited for me to come in. Dirty sneak.
What do you got, Joe?
Paper matches here. Might be something.
Yeah?
You can take a look at them.
Yeah. Huh, up there. I'm printing on that one. You read what it says?
23 miles to Wilming. The rest of it's burned off.
Probably Wilmington.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you got something? A clue?
Well, we don't know yet, sir.
Here's another one, Joe.
Can you read it?
Yeah. This one's almost whole. Only the tip's been burned.
What's it say?
Well, it says 14 miles to Santa Monica.
What was it?
14 miles to Santa Monica. Looks like matches from a motel, maybe a hotel, something like that.
Might be a restaurant.
See, you guys won't have any trouble at all. Getting the fella, I mean.
Sir?
Yeah, simple. Just find a place that's 23 miles from Wilmington, 14 miles from Santa Monica. Don't you get it? Find that place and your man will be waiting for you. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, simple. Find that place and your man will be there.
A.M. The crime lab arrived and went over the place. The burned matches and the cigarette butts were retained for evidence. Pictures were taken of their position relative to the safe. We continued to question the two victims. From their stories, we were able to piece together what had happened. They were both asked to go with us to the robbery division to check through the mug books for an identification of the holdup man. From their descriptions of the man, we were able to come up with an accurate idea of what he looked like. We contacted the artist up in the crime analysis division and asked him to start a composite drawing of the thief. The crime lab called and gave us additional information on the matches. From the distances printed on them, we were able to get an idea where the original matchbook might have come from. The intersection of the lines was in the Hollywood area. 3:15 p.m., we drove over to talk to the manager of the company who had made the matches, a Mr. Tom Holger.
Come on in.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much. Sit down.
That's your fine.
Now, what can I do for you?
We're police officers, Mr. Holger. My name's Friday. This is my partner, Frank Smith.
How do you do? Well, what can I do for you? I hope it's nothing I've done wrong.
No, sir, nothing like that. We'd like some help if you can give it to us.
Sure, always glad to cooperate with the police. I never know when I'm going to need them.
All right, sir. We have some matches here, Mr. Holger. We understand they were made by your firm.
Oh, matches, huh?
Yes, sir. We'd like to know who they were made for, if you could tell us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we made them.
Uh-huh.
Sort of an exclusive design.
Can you tell us who you made them for?
I'll check the book. Probably have them in there. Now, let me see. I think that's model 4XY892. Yes. Yes, here's the book. It's probably in here.
Huh. A lot of matches.
Oh, yes. We make quite a few.
They all differ?
Most of them. Some of the same. You know, a customer sees a sample he likes and orders the same thing for his business. We make a few changes so that it fits the line he's in, you know.
Uh-huh.
Neither one of you fellows is collectors, are you?
Beg pardon?
Collectors. Either one of you guys save matchbooks?
Oh, no, sir.
Neither one of you?
No, sir.
Well, it's a good hobby. I've got quite a collection. Just maybe 6, maybe 7,000.
That many?
Oh, yes. Some of the collectors have more. I've only been saving for about 5 years.
Yeah. Well, working in a place like this makes collecting easier, huh?
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Huh?
Well, I can't take them out of these samples.
I can't.
Oh, no, that wouldn't do at all. You have to find them. Wouldn't be fair to take advantage of my position to get the books. Oh, no, not fair at all.
Wouldn't?
Oh, no. I take trips. Drive all over to get one. Last summer, I went back to the Smithsonian Institute. Now, they've really got a collection. Oh, it's just beautiful.
Is that right?
Oh, my, yes, beautiful. Had a wonderful trip. Got a lot of new books. My wife did very good, too. Came back with 2 shopping bags full of sugar.
How's that?
Sugar. She saved sugar cubes. You know, with the wrappings to tell where the cubes came from?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir, I've seen them. I know what you
She saves them. 2 shopping bags full. Wonderful trip.
About the matches, sir. I wonder if you could tell us.
Oh, yes. Well, here you are. I think this is it. Now, let me see the ones you have.
Here you are, sir.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me see. Uh-huh. Same one. Yes, that's it. You know, we have guys coming in here all the time to see if they can't get some books for their collection. I won't go for it, though. The dodges they use. Some of the stories would really make you laugh if you didn't know what they were trying to do.
Yes, sir. How about these matchbooks here?
What? Oh, well, I try to tell them. I go out and get the matches fair. Don't come around here and try to do things the easy way. Go out and get them fair. That's what I tell them.
Yes, can you tell us where these matches came from,
please? Oh, all over the world. They come from all over.
No, sir. The matches we brought in.
Hmm?
Please.
Oh, yes. Oh, my, no. These came from Hollywood. I meant the others, the ones for collecting.
Yes, sir. Can you tell us where in Hollywood?
Well, let me see. Here, there's, One, two, three, four, five, six. Oh, 6 places that use these matches. Have a different cover on them, of course.
Well, anyway, you can tell us where these particular matches came from?
Well, not when they're burned. If I could see the color of the head, I might be able to tell.
A big part?
Well, we put a different color head on the matches.
Oh, I see.
Different place, different color.
Mm-hmm. Any way you could tell from these, though?
Well, could be done. Take some time.
Uh-huh.
Analyze the burned portion. Tell what the chemical content is in the head. Tell that way. Take some time, though.
About how long?
Well, a couple of hours, maybe a little longer.
Well, how much would knowing the color help?
Oh, you can see here in the book. There are 2 with red heads, 2 with green, and 2 with white. Be able to narrow it down to 2 for you.
Well, that's not necessary, Mr. Holger.
Be glad to do it.
Well, we'll drop the matches by our crime lab. They can run the test, and then we'll call you back.
All right, that'll be fine.
Wonder if you could give us the address of the places that use the matchbooks.
Oh, sure, I got them right here. I'll make a copy for you.
Sure, appreciate it.
Oh, no trouble at all. Say, I was just thinking.
What's that, sir?
You fellas wouldn't like to start a collection, would you? I could let you have a few books to get you started.
Well, sir.
Wouldn't be cheating, just a few.
No, sir. Thanks, it's the same.
Well, take some of these along anyway. Loads of fun.
Huh?
Sugar cubes, all the way from Des Moines.
We got the list of places using the type of book matches found at the scene of the robbery. We told Tom Holger that we'd be back if we needed any more help, and then we left. 5:30 p.m. We called the office and talked to Sergeants Murphy and Rafferty. We gave them the addresses of the 3 motels and asked them to check them out. 6:46 p.m. We started to check out the 3 motels on our list. The rain continued to fall. The Weather Bureau's report indicated that it would keep up for another 12 hours. At the first 2 places, we got no new information on the holdup man. 7:29 p.m. We checked at the last place on our list.
Yeah?
Police officers, would like to talk to you, sir?
Oh, sure. Come on in.
Thank you.
Boy, it's sure coming down, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, what's all this about? Something wrong?
No, we just like your help.
Nothing I can do. Say, you guys like a cup of hot coffee? Take the chill out of your bones.
No, sir, no thanks.
Got it already. Won't be no trouble.
No, sir. Thanks, just the same.
Well, how about your partner?
No, thanks.
All right. Now, what can I do for you?
We'd like for you to take a look at a picture here and tell us if you've seen the man.
Sure.
Frank, you got the sketch there?
Oh, yeah. Got it right here. A little wet.
Uh-huh.
Get some water you got in the pocket.
Yeah. What do you want this guy for? Something special?
We'd like to talk to him.
Yeah, sure. I didn't mean to pry. Just wonder if it was a big job or maybe a bad check, something like that.
Uh-huh.
There you are.
Seen him before?
This his description down here at the bottom?
That's right.
Robbery, huh?
Yes, sir.
Big deal.
You seen him?
I'm not sure. Description fit a lot of people.
Uh-huh. Does it fit anyone registered here?
Yeah, at least 4 guys.
7:36 p.m. We continued to talk to the manager of the motel. He went through the registration cards of the 4 men who answered the description of the holdup man that we were after. We were able to eliminate 2 of them. In the manager's company, we left to check out the other 2 occupants. Cabin number 26 was registered to a John Keller. He had given his address as 1624 Shannon Street, San Francisco.
There's nobody here. You want me to open the door?
Better let us do it, huh?
Figure he might give you some trouble?
We don't know, sir.
I hope not. I run a quiet place here. I like to keep it that way.
All right, would you just stand over there, sir?
Sure. Not here.
When'd you see him last?
Well, I didn't see him at all today. Last time was yesterday evening. He came by to see if there's any phone messages for him.
You say who was going to call him?
No. Kind of impressed me like he was just asking to kill time.
Mm-hmm. Better check the closet, huh?
Yeah, I didn't check it good at first. I will now.
How long has this killer been here?
A couple of days, that's all. Just a couple of days. I didn't know he'd cause any trouble. I wouldn't let him in if I'd have known that.
Sorry, sir.
Joe?
Yeah.
See you, man?
Sure. You got something?
Yeah, pile of dirty laundry here. Take a look.
Yeah, burglar tools. Burglar tools were not disturbed until they could be checked for fingerprints. We asked the manager of the motel to go back to the office and act as if nothing had happened when the suspect came in. He told us the motel had a switchboard telephone, and we asked him to ring us in the event the office called. I called the city hall and told them where we were. I also asked that another team of men be sent out to help us with a stakeout. Then Frank and I settled down to wait for John Keller. The rain kept up. We waited. 8:30. No sign of the suspect. The office called to say that they were sending Stewart and Creasy out to relieve us at midnight. 9:30, 10:15 p.m.
Well, I sure wish we could smoke.
Yeah.
Wonder what he's doing out in a night like this.
Sure coming down, isn't it?
Yeah. Hope Faye and the kids are all right.
Is there anything wrong?
No, but once in a while when it rains real heavy like this, the storm drain across the street gets clogged. Water backs up, fills the street, you know.
Yeah. We only got another half hour to go here.
Yeah. I'm glad to get some dry socks on.
Hold it. Huh? Somebody coming out there.
Yeah.
All right, Keller, stand still.
Who are you? What are you doing in my place?
Police officers, you're under arrest. Watch it, Frank! Those your tools in the closet?
You guys been snooping around.
Better shake him, Frank.
Yeah. I got a gun. You'll find it anyway. I got a gun.
All right, give it to him. Yeah.
38, sir.
I got it.
Yeah. Let's get out of here, huh? You got nothing on me. We call a lawyer. You'll be turning me loose in a couple hours.
Hold still, Keller. Yeah. What do you got here?
Pretty wise. You guys don't miss a trick.
No.
32 strapped to his leg, Joe.
What are you doing with that, Keller?
Saying nothing until I see a lawyer.
Where's your wallet?
In my coat.
Is that where you keep your money?
You know a better place?
All right, take it out.
Lousy cops think they own you.
You ever done any big time?
I know what you're talking about.
All right, come on, Keller. You know what's going on. You ever done any big time?
Yeah.
Where?
Back east.
For what?
Armed robbery.
You on parole now?
None of your business.
Now, look, we're going to find out anyway. Save yourself some time and us some trouble. Answer the question.
So on parole. What's that prove?
Your parole officer know you're out here?
Yeah.
Didn't he tell you it's against the law for an ex-con to have a gun?
He told me.
Then how come you got two of them?
I drove out here. You need protection on a trip like that.
How much money you got in your wallet there?
I don't know.
About how much?
I haven't got the slightest idea.
I always know how much I got.
Maybe it makes a difference to you.
Count it.
What for?
Count it.
50, 100, 150.
Put it out on the table, will you, so we can both count it. Now let's try it again.
4, 7. Comes out $3,053. You want me to count the change in my pocket, too?
Where'd you get the money?
I worked for it.
Where?
None of your business.
All right, Keller, let's go downtown. Frank, you want to get the tools?
Yeah.
Pick up the money, Keller. Put it back in your wallet.
But suppose I just leave it there and walk out of here. Wouldn't I make it all right?
You know better than that. Now put it back in your wallet.
Doesn't make any difference anyway. You guys got nothing on me, nothing you can hold me on.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe.
His hand, Barney.
Yeah. I'll get the tools, Joe.
Right.
Hey, how about my coat?
Your what?
A coat.
All right, here. Now let's go.
Guys, you're sure going to feel pretty silly.
Is that right?
Sure, you got nothing on me. My lawyer will have me out in no time. He's a good lawyer.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to be.
Huh?
To get you out of this one.
The story you have just heard is true. The names were changed to protect the innocent.
On June 14th, trial was held in Department 97, Superior Court of the State of California, in and for the County of Los Angeles. John Rudolph Keller was tried and convicted of robbery in the first degree, one count, and burglary in the first degree, six counts, and received punishment as prescribed by law. Robbery in the first degree is punishable by imprisonment in the state penitentiary for a period of not less than 5 years. Burglary in the first degree is punishable by imprisonment for a period of not less than 5 years in the state penitentiary.
You have just heard Dragnet, the authentic story of your police force in action. Starring Jack Webb, a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
Welcome back. Well, I have to say, and they've done a couple episodes like this recently, where they focus on one small piece of evidence that totally undoes, or undoes, I guess, a criminal. In this case, it's the simple match. And clearly we had somebody who didn't seem to think this whole thing out. And in some ways, I was reminded of the episode a few months ago. The big watch was actually just a little bit more than 2 months ago. A very similar episode in that one unusual clue leads to the criminal. This guy did not seem to think that there was any way that the police would suspect him. I mean, walking around with $3,000... and expecting them to believe he earned it. A little bit clueless and unprepared. And it's worth noting that in today's dollars, that's upwards of $20,000 to $25,000 when you adjust that for inflation. But it was a very interesting illustration of all the little things that the criminal wouldn't even think about that can become the big evidence. They also had a lot of nice characters, great trademark Dragnet characters in the variety of witnesses that they needed to go to. I particularly like the match collector guy. And that actually has been a hobby, though I think it's gone into decline a little bit with the ubiquitous nature of smoking in the 1950s and 60s. Disappearing. But there are still a lot of people who collect them, have the vintage match books. Out of curiosity, I did a search on eBay and found some fairly large selections selling for $99. If I were to guess, it'd be somewhere between $100 and $200. They didn't specify in the listing how many particulars they were selling. But there were some match books that were available in some places where we would not normally get match boxes today. For example, Burger King. I doubt there's any Burger King outside of North Carolina, perhaps, where you would get match books. All right, well, we turn to listener comments. Comment from Michael says, "Hi, Adam, here's my vote for November. Have a happy Thanksgiving." Thanks a lot, Michael, and to everyone in the audience who's in the United States, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Scott comments, "I'm just about caught up on the podcast. I started listening in August, and I have about 15 episodes to go to completely catch up. I deliver newspapers in the morning, and it's a great way to stay awake." Thanks, Adam. Well, thank you. And it's somewhat interesting, a little amusing, I guess. We get actually two types of comments. Some may say your show helps us go to sleep, and some says it helps us stay awake. Well, your results may vary, but as long as you're enjoying the show, I'm so glad everybody's listening. And we've got a great month of Dragnet coming up in December. Be sure to join us on Saturday. If you've got a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. Give us a call, 208-991-4783. We do have another podcast, The Great Detectives of Old Time Radio, Five Detectives. We follow their adventures from the beginning of the series to the end over at greatdetectives.net. And the Old Time Radio Superman Show, laserandsword.com. Andrew Rines produces our sound. OTRWesterns.com is his podcast. And Ken Curlin provides the opening theme, KenCurlin.com. In the meantime, from Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.